So next up on Air Check, Jake, you talked with music writer John Bueno of the Pueblo Pulp newspaper, and he shared some of his insights.
Yeah, so we called John Bueno up, and we wanted to talk to him about Pueblo, about the music scene down there, about some of the great bands that are playing. And you know, we here are no strangers to the great music that has come out of Pueblo over the years. Probably the best known example would be the Haunted Wind Chimes and the various related projects there. But we wanted to see what else is going on down there and what other bands John could tell us about. So gave him a call, and he had some great songs to share.
All right, this is Jake speaking with John Bueno from Pueblo's Pulp newspaper.
John Bueno, Pueblo Pulp, contributor, music writer. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So we've asked you to come on the show today to talk a little bit about Pueblo and the music scene in Pueblo. And we're going to hear from a few bands that you think are particularly worth noting. But first, I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about the scene in Pueblo, about what kind of music is big right now and kind of what's your sense of the pulse of the Pueblo music scene at the moment?
Well, yeah, so I've been around it for probably almost like probably about 15 years or so, and I've seen it kind of ebb and flow from being pretty much like hardcore punk and punk influenced to being like a little bit of metal, but then there's a lot of stuff going on. Like there's a like indie bands springing up, there's like ska bands and people doing blues and kind of Americana stuff. So it's kind of all across the board, like a lot of DJs and a lot of hip hop stuff like that. So it's cool. It's a good time to be here, I think.
And so I guess let's just jump right into it. So we asked you to pick three bands that you wanted to talk about from Pueblo that are playing right now, that are active. Who's the first band that you'd like to highlight?
Because they've been around for a long time and they do really like genre bending music, let's talk about Sonic Vomit. I think they're fantastic. They've had a few different incarnations. They've been like a four piece with vocals at one point, and now I believe they're a three piece that does instrumental music, but it's this kind of weird spazzy, like hardcore grindcore, but then they have these really pretty bits, and they also do like the 8-bit Nintendo kind of tones on top of it all. It's weird, and it's should be off-putting, but it's really fun.
If you had to kind of place this into a genre or put it next to another band, how would you kind of orient yourself with these guys?
Oh, man. It's a little difficult with them, but I guess you could say, like, if bands like Dillinger Escape Plan decided to, you know, play music at the same time where they're playing Nintendo, maybe, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. But yeah, they're really fun, really, really interesting music for sure.
So that's Sonic Vomit out of Pueblo. What's the next band that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, this is one I just saw the other night. They're called Bodark, and they are a rather young duo from here in Pueblo. They do like this really energetic kind of folk music. Well, not so much folk. It's like indie Americana type stuff.
Uh-huh.
Very Lumineers-esque, I suppose. There's not too many bands that can be a two-piece and still sound really full. And they make it happen. They're a male-female duo, and they're fantastic.
So let's take a listen to a song that they recorded actually with Pueblo Pulp in a sort of live-in studio session. The song is called Puzzle Piece.
I swear the only sun can shine through your eyes. You make all the perfect things just me.
It's a very a lush sound, like you said, for just two people, and the harmonies and the kind of the way that everything comes together. It's beautiful.
You know, to me, the thing that catches me is that they're so young. I think they're probably between 18 and 20, and they're already writing this music that's very, very almost beyond their years. It's smart and it's engaging, and they really have a good sense of dynamic. They're taking like these kind of bigger artistic steps right away rather than waiting till like they're in their mid-20s or 30s, you know. That's what really gets me about them. So perfect. Just give a piece of your mind.
My heart's open all the time. So that's Bo Dark, and we should emphasize that that is spelled BOISD'ARC. Kind of a tricky name there.
Yes, a little difficult if you're looking for him online.
That brings us to our final pick here. What's the last band that you'd like to highlight?
The last band I'd like to talk about is a band called Counting Constellations from here in Pueblo. They are probably one of the prettiest bands I've ever really gotten to witness here in town, like a local band. They do like a very lush, kind of dreamy, shoegazy indie rock that's, again, instrumental, but it's just very, it's very expansive and super pleasing to listen to.
It's kind of got almost a post-rock sound.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's full of melody, but it's still not abrasive or harsh, but it still drives when it needs to, I guess. You know what I mean? It's very driving.
And so these guys don't really have much out there on the internet as far as recorded music that I was able to find, but would you say that the scene in Pueblo is very much a live scene, people kind of coming out to shows, playing shows, and that the live music scene there is accessible in a way for new bands, for up-and-coming bands?
You know, it's very accessible. It definitely ebbs and flows like every other scene, but I think what always happens here is bands work very hard because we're a little bit segregated from like the ease of northern Colorado. You know, there's tons of places in northern Colorado. There's places to get exposure, stuff like that. There's, you know, a way to kind of meet up with other nationally touring bands. And it's harder down here. So bands definitely work harder for probably half the reward. But it's not really a bad thing, because I think everybody can kind of learn and make mistakes and kind of thrive without anybody noticing, almost. And then once you have something you're comfortable with, you bring it out. I mean, I've gotten to talk to a lot of Springs, Denver bands who come down, and a lot of them are really impressed by what's going on here. It's a small scene, but there's a lot going on. There's a lot of people who are, you know, working very hard to keep it going.
Well, John Bueno of Pueblo Pulp, thank you so much for taking the time to highlight some of the music that's going on in Pueblo and talk a little bit about the scene down there.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a lot of fun.
That was Jake Brownell and John Bueno of Pulp Newspaper speaking about picks from the Pueblo scene. You can find links to music that you heard in that segment on our website, krcc.org. You're listening to Aircheck from KRCC. Stay with us.